Hi, assalamualaikum. I'm back again. I'm currently driving. I just feel like I need to talk about something. And I'm not feeling well, actually. Not because I'm sick or anything, it's just me. I just feel uncomfortable.
Use all my energy
capable of doing, of accomplishing a task, okay? It's just a simple task. I was doing a report on my clients, an assessment report on my clients. And then, well, I already finished two reports in the morning. Then this thing came up, I mean, this film came up, and I started to feel, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I'm not gonna be able to finish everything. I'm not gonna be able to, you know, do things normally, like, I mean, I'm not gonna be able to do this thing. Now I realize that this emotion that I've been dealing with, or, you know, this kind of mood disorder that I've been dealing with, it just it really impacted me in terms of okay, something has distracted me. Car has just passed by again. Okay, so in terms of what did I just say? Okay, so this thing really impacted me. I was really affected. No. I was affected by this mood disorder. This mood disorder, the type that I'm having right now, that I'm dealing with right now, is, you know, the type of mood disorder that I'm experiencing right now, it has the ability to influence how I behave and how I react to things and how I, perceive things, and how perceive things. I'm not gonna say that it has a total control over my emotion, but with a proper training, you know, like therapeutic training, for you to recognize this, for you to identify what's going on in your life, for you to identify the current situation and what's really taking up your mind, or what's really what is really going on in your mind. For today, I'm very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for this insight that Allah has given me, because I finally realized that this thing really, really affected me. Because previously, I felt like I'm not gonna say that I was in denial. I think I'm more towards not believing myself. I think I probably have ghosted myself. if you don't know what ghosting means, you can just search on Google, look it up, look the definition, look for the definition, and you might want to find out, you might want to read about it carefully, because sometimes people do it almost every day, and they just don't realize that they are actually doing it, and it's a very toxic behavior. It's a very negative manipulation behavior. So I suggest you to look it up on the internet, and you might want to read it carefully, because you need to understand it in order to understand what I'm saying. Okay, so what I was saying just now is, I think I've probably been ghosting myself. I've been denying all the facts that I am feeling. Well, I'm not gonna blame the others because they actually told me that, you know, you can overcome this and that and this, and what you're feeling is just natural, it's just normal thing, and you know, stuff like that and blah blah blah. So I think over time I became I became hesitant, you know, about my own feelings, about my own judgment, about how I react, about how I control my emotion, about how I perceive the world, and about how I receive other people's comments on me, about how I received their judgment or their views or opinions or anything like that, especially when the views or comments were about me. So this thing is, I mean, all this thing, like this situation, I've been dealing with it so many times, and I think the reason why I became so hesitant about my feelings is because of this traumatic events. I continuously experience this thing, and it just happened so many times that I'm not blaming the situation, but I think somehow the environment, I believe the environment made you, the environment shaped you to become into something, the environment shaped you into a person that you are right now. But somehow, Allah has given you an akal, a brain or something. Unless if you are having a brain defect, unless if you're having a mental breakdown, a mental illness, or more like a mental, not a mental illness, I think what I can say is, the correct term is more, for me, as a person with mood disorder, I would say not mental illness, I would say it's, more like the term it's more appropriate for differently able mental capacity. So I would call it differently able mental capacity, or you have this very peculiar yet very exquisite mental capacity. Not that it's beyond the normal limits, but it's just your mental capacity behaves in a spectrum. You know, you have this, it's like a spectrum, it's like a one line. If you don't know what a spectrum is, a spectrum is like, just imagine there is a threat of a threat, at the point a rope or anything that is long. just long and thin like that, just so you know. I just want you to imagine that. And this rope, or this rope represents a spectrum. So a spectrum is like a range of your mental capacity. So you have severe, and then you have on one side you have severe, or probably the lowest mental capacity, and on the other side, on the other end, you have the highest mental capacity. And in the middle of the rope, or in the middle of the spectrum, you have the normal capacity, which people would assume like, okay, the normal one is the best one, or probably the best mental capacity, or whatever. Okay, so this, I would say this goes for people with mood disorders. I'm not saying this is this is not based on a research. This is just based on my opinion and how I view my current mood disorder, and this is just how I interpret my view on it. And I just wish people to understand how it actually appears to be. What am I saying? I don't know. Okay, now I'm distracted because someone has texted me again. Okay, so yeah, I need to continue. So basically, what was it just now? Okay, so basically, I think for me, I was. My mental capacity is like changing, like it's changing so many times. Sometimes it's gonna be at the probably towards the end of the spectrum, but probably but another minute and I will my mental capacity will probably at the highest spectrum, and then my mental capacity keeps on changing, you know, my ability keeps on changing. It doesn't stay on the same place. It just doesn't stay on a normal, you know, on a normal level. It may shift, or it may change. It may change its place. I mean, my mental... Okay, just assume my mental capacity is like a marble that is a marble that is with no. I mean, if you have a thread, you will also need a needle. So just imagine a needle. That needle is like. That needle represents my mental capacity, but the thread represent the spectrum of human mental capacity. Okay, so if you put the thread on the floor or on a flat surface, it's gonna become a very long, thin thread. Just long thing, right? Okay, now imagine. So imagine that now you have the thread and you have put the needle in. So now let's put the needle in the middle of the thread. At the middle. What? Okay, whatever. So in the middle, now it stays. At the middle of the thread, not at the middle, is it within? Whatever, but whatever. Aku nak cakap tengah aja. Okay, so now it stays on the middle. Okay, just imagine that the medial plane or the medial, what do you call that? So in the middle you have the normal spectrum, you know, you have the normal level. So if I say my mood my mood keeps on changing, you know, my mental capacity keeps on changing, it doesn't mean that I would stay on the same place at all times. If I have a noodle, that noodle doesn't stay on the same place even when it's on the non-moving flat surface. It will not stay there, it will not stay static on a normal level on the same place. It will keep on moving moving either right or left, you know, it's gonna keep on moving. And it's just frustrating, because sometimes 1 second you have your needle at the, you know, severe level, which is not very, you're not very in terms of behavioral analysis, you're not gonna be very functional. I mean, you don't feel like you can do this thing or you can do that thing. But if I were to move my needle, if my needle is changing to the other end of the thread, it would be, on observational level, I would be very high functional. I'm very functional. I'm very capable of doing things, and I'm very confident, and I'm very, very much. I just think, you know, I can do everything. I have so many ideas inside me. I have to do that. And then at one point, when my needle decided to you know, change its place, all the plans that I had, all the plans that I've written down, I mean, all the plans that I had, you know, all the brilliant, very, I don't know, like, brilliant, I'm distracted again, all the brilliant ideas that I had will never be remembered, because I don't know, it's hard for me to remember everything that I had when I was at my highest functional level, because I don't know why, but I remember that time I was in a train, and I was actually I was going to, no, where did I go? Yeah, I was on a train to KLA. It was very, very overwhelming. I mean, the good thing about having this highest functional the good side of becoming a needle that is placed on its on the other end of the spectrum, on the other end of the thread, is you get so many brilliant ideas. You get so hype. I mean, like, you get so hyped up. Oh, betul kayak tu. So you get so, you just get so, you become very confident. You become fearless. You become, you know, very sure of yourself. You become in control of yourself, but very much control of yourself, and you wish and you believe that you can do everything all at once. It's just very, very overwhelming. that's on the, I mean, the cons would be, it's very overwhelming for me, and the thoughts would keep on coming like a fire. I'm like a firing, I don't know, like, wait, what do you call that? The thoughts, I don't know where it come from, but obviously it will come from my mind, but it just pops up, you know. The thought keep on popping up in my mind, like, there's so many. It's like as if you're talking to someone, and then as if you're listening to something. It's like as if you're listening to something. Okay, let's say you're listening to a person. I mean, you're listening to A. You know, okay lah, contoh lah. A is a person lah. Let's say like A, B, C, this letter are all people or a person. So firstly, I would suddenly okay, let's say like this. Firstly I'm listening, just imagine that you're listening to A's conversation. Well, A is talking to you, but then suddenly B interrupts you while A is talking to you. So you have two, what do we call that? You have two letters, or you have two person, you have two conversations that are firing at you, that are trying to gain your attention, you know. So these two overlaps. So we have like one, and A is talking to you, and then B interrupts the conversation while A is, but A never stops. A never stops talking. So, So B still on interrupting the conversation. I mean, A's speech, whatever. Apa aku cakap ni? So yeah, and then while those two are talking, then comes another one, C, and then another one, and then B, and it just keep on going on, you know, man. So it's got that. Okay, that's how hard it is. That's how difficult I am. No, that's how challenging my mind. Ugh, even thinking about it makes me overwhelmed. Makes me feel overwhelmed. And I'm sakit kepala dah aku sekarang. Okay. I know. Sometimes, yeah. That's why I think most people would. People like me, I think people. Well, people like me end up not being able to tell other people, you know, to tell the world what they are going through. Because in my mind, they have so much. So much accidents. I mean, A and B got into accident. I mean, got into fight, and they can't just they can't stop talking. And then C comes in, and then whatever. So yeah. So it's just so much in my mind, and I can't tell the world. And it's really hard to describe to people, especially if you are not very verbal or not very good at describing things. I used to be. I used to be a person having difficulties to tell people about how I'm feeling or describe things, because I think I'm not sure whether people experience the same emotion that I experience. So, and I think I did try to tell people about it, but I think, well, I guessed I told wrong people. I think I told not wrong people. Is it? Well, yeah. Sebenarnya susah juga jadi bilingual. Not really bilingual when you have so many languages that you absorb. I mean, I only absorb two languages. I have English and Malay. But I remember my professor told me in a lecture that there's one research, I think, or research probably. I don't remember about this, but yeah. If you want to Google it out, then you can Google it out and find out the truth. But what she said, that even a dialect is considered a new language. I mean, another language. Even though you have Bahasa Malaysia, but then you have Kelantanese dialect and you have Terengganu dialect. Well, there are people who said these dialects are not part of Bahasa Malaysia. It's just it is considered as another language, you know. So we have actually, if we consider that dialects are different languages, so we would have many languages in Malaysia. I think that's all for today. I don't know why I keep on talking. Because, well, actually I've arrived for like, I think I've arrived from Brabulina. I think it's been 20 minutes of my call, or probably not. Let me see the clock, let me see the time. Oh, I think yes. I think I've been here about 20 minutes. What the hell? I think that's all for today. Assalamualaikum. Bye-bye. Bye! Jangan stress. You are worthy. Tak apalah, apa-apa je lah. Okay, bye-bye. Assalamualaikum.